Hello, everyone. This is Hour of Healing. Welcome back. We are in season three, and not just season three, but we are in the new year 2025. And we thank God the fact that you are here today. We know that you are alive in good health, and we thank God for your life. We appreciate you all. We went on a journey last year. So we are excited for where God has taken us this year. And we are excited, mainly excited for the journey that we are going to go on this year. So buckle up and get ready because I'm ready. Dr. Joe is ready as well. And today's topic is going to be take a stance. And I think this is a perfect topic because starting a new year, you're making your resolutions, you're making your goals, your visions, your whatnot. So taking a stance puts you in a mindset of, where do you stand? What is important to you? What is priority? Where does your allegiance lies? In this, so we're gonna talk about a whole bunch of things, but just bear with us, and I'll be here. I'll be your host, Candace. And Dr. Joe as well. We will take on this ride and many more guests that we're going to have on this show. They are powerful men and women of God and people that God has equipped in their very own areas of life. So get ready because this year God is going to take us to places to
Man.
heal ourselves, heal our communities, heal our families because this is hour of healing. Dr. Joe, welcome in again in 2025.
Thank you so much, Sister Candice, and happy new year to you and to all our audiences out there. You hit the nail right on the head. I am excited about where God will be taking us. But most importantly, like you said, I am excited about the journey. Because
Yes.
the learning takes place in the journey, the healing takes place in the journey, and it's going to be a powerful year. I have no doubt. Everything, the indications, the words, the dreams, the visions, the prophecies, all point to us having an exceptional year. I know last year was great, this is a candidate, but it's going to be a whole new level this year. So I'm excited, and thank you again for hosting us.
Yes, we are all excited, Dr. Joe. And I don't know about you guys. If you can't feel our excitement from our voices, then I don't know what. Then maybe you need to log out and come back in. All right. just like take a minute, take a second to take in the new year, okay? The newness of the year and the newness of this journey that we are about to embark on. So today's topic that we are going to discuss is take a stance. And as usual, we like to define our topics so that we will all be on the same page as to where we are going, okay? So I'll hand it back to Dr. Joe for him to give us a brief background of how this topic came to be. Why this topic in this new year or the first time of Hour of Healing in 2025?
Thank you so much, Sister Candice, and absolutely take a stance. Yes, it's a new year, but it might surprise you that actually the origin of this topic did not start from a new year, but it works or fits very perfectly. The fact of the matter is, whenever we talk about someone taking a stance, we are talking about that person, an individual, having an orientation or adopting a particular way of thinking or a particular way of doing things concerning certain matters, concerning certain issues of life. And so, in Hour of Healing, what we will be doing this year, one of the things that God has laid on our hearts is to be intentional about the healing that people are going to be getting per episode, not overall. Per se, even though it's always been overall, our overall team. But he says it is going to be intentional. It is going to be per episode. And for us to get the healing that we need per episode, we need to be able to take a stance. And taking a stance for your healing is very different from taking a stance for anything else. You know how this topic actually came about was something that God was teaching me. And in this, he was teaching me that many people think they want healing, but their actions, their mannerisms, the way they conduct themselves does not actually support their intention. They think they want healing, but their actions say they don't. They don't need it. And so that is why I was very excited when you talked about the fact that taking a stance has to do with your allegiance. Where is your allegiance? Because when we talk about an allegiance, we talk about your devotion, your loyalty, your obligation to a place, to a person, to a situation, to a thing. And for you to be able to take a stance, you need to place your allegiance where you want to stand. And so if anyone wants healing, and we will be talking a lot about healing, and we will be getting a lot of healing this year. But for us to get the healings that we need, the financial healing, the emotional healing, the relational healing, we will need to declare where our allegiance is. And so, in taking a stance, this topic is really a call for us to declare where our allegiance is. And Sister Candice, this is very, very important because many people are allegiant to the causes of diseases, but they think that they want healing. They are allegiant to what brings about disease in their life, but in their mind, they think they want healing. And so if you don't take a stance, how are you going to get the healing you need when you are allegiant to what brings the disease in the first place? Those are some of the things that we will be discussing today. And so I hope that that kind of set the background for where we're going.
Yes, that's very powerful. And I think many a times it's easier for us to say one thing, but then our actions are saying another, and it's very powerful what you said with the actions aspect. Like we contradict what we actually want with our actions. Mentally, maybe verbally, you've been professing it, like you've been saying, I want this, and your mind has agreed with it. But your actions has not really supported it. And so it's very, very important. And especially being in the New Year's, I think it comes down to it being intentional. I see a little bit of intentionality in this journey that we are about to get on. So yes, it's very clear. And I feel like there is also a sense of loyalty in this. Loyalty lies in taking a stance because you have to position yourself to a certain place or a part or to who you owe allegiance to. If it's to yourself, then you have to be loyal to yourself in the decision that you have taken. So I don't know if you want to share more before we get into
Yeah, and it's actually very interesting that you bring up being loyal to yourself. And so, we live in a time where many say that I am loyal to me. I trust myself. I don't trust anybody else. And whereas there is a biblical foundation for this way of thinking, there is a great error in our generation that when we say that we are trying to kind of put a blanket over certain situations that we did not have our way. And so one of the things that we will be talking about today is allegiance to healing versus an allegiance to the healer. People have allegiance to healing. They want to be healed, but they don't have any allegiance to the healer. And we will be explaining and sharing with our audience how either of these, one of these is better than the other, and how they both will have positives, and how they can also have limitations or negative effects for the person seeking the healing. The other thing is, I did mention earlier on that most of us are allegiant to the causes of diseases because we have not taken the time to learn what brings about diseases. And so your loyalty, because of your lack of understanding of what is bringing about disease to you, is causing you to be sick. And so when you read, I believe it's in the book of Corinthians, Paul was writing, he says that for this reason, many of you are sick. For this reason, many of you have diseases. Many of you are asleep. Many of you are suffering even in the body because you have not been able to discern the body, the mystery of the body. He was talking about Christ and the church. And it's the same principle when you apply it to our lives. Our lack of allegiance, our lack of loyalty, or our allegiance to the wrong things and to the wrong situations or circumstances has led to many of us being sick financially, many of us being sick relationally, many of us being sick spiritually, and many of us being sick socially. And so in pledging your allegiance, one of the things we will talk about is to help our audience know where diseases come from. And then we will be able to help in bringing about healing where our allegiance truly has to be.
Right. So when we talk about diseases, can you define bodily diseases? Like, where are we stemming this from?
That's actually a great question, you know. And we do have a whole section coming up at your request. I know in season two, I talked about, I think, the six or the eight dimensions of wellness. And you had requested that we do a full section on that. And so we actually do have a section that we will do this year, the dynamics of health and wellness. Because, Sister Candice, you will find that when we talk about disease, we're not just talking about suffering from, let's say, a migraine,
right,
or suffering from a bodily ailment. Yes, that is a type of disease. But it's scripturally speaking, when you take the Bible, when the Bible talks about the fullness of Christ being made manifest in people, it talks about spiritual well-being. That's the first priority. But it also talks about mental well-being. It talks about bodily well-being, which is health. It talks about financial well-being. It talks about social well-being. And then I believe the seventh one, it talks about relational well-being when it comes to
right.
Our emotional intelligence and all those things. And so we have a set topic that we will discuss on this, because that would take us a whole hour. But when we talk about diseases, we are talking about the totality of where all these forms of diseases that we will explore at a subsequent podcast.
So interestingly, I want to understand. So we want to talk about what brings diseases. And now we've seen the different categories of diseases, basically. So in any of these areas, if emotionally, mentally, physically, like relational, whatever, financially, if any of all these, like any one of these things that brings about like wellness to an individual, if any one of them has a discrepancy or there's like insufficiency, then that person can be declared as they have a disease in that area, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. And that is the foundation for Hour of Healing, right?
Right, right. So today we're going to talk about what brings diseases, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I just want our viewers to understand that whilst we're talking about what brings diseases, they should keep in mind all these categories, right?
Absolutely.
Not just like, you know, you have a heart problem or you have
correct,
something like
correct
that. So let's dive right into it. What actually brings diseases? And to say this might be like a very grand statement, because what are you trying to say? Disease can be caused by, like, all these categories can be caused by one thing, two things, like they're all linked. Is that what we are saying, or where are we going with this? So what brings diseases, Dr. Joe?
Absolutely. And you will be amazed that no matter the area of wellness that you consider, there are certain fundamental things that mm-hmm. contribute to disease being in place. Yes, we've listed about seven different areas of wellness that truly, if you are excelling in one and deficient, like you said, in another, you still have disease. So what brings diseases? The first thing that brings diseases is choices, the choices that we make.
Okay.
And so in our bodily form, you can talk about or think about the choices of our eating habits, the choices of our lifestyle, whether you are rich or poor. You know, it's actually very interesting that you will see or you will find that there are so many people who are not poor per se, And I will define poverty for you in a few minutes. But there are so many people who are not poor, but they still eat poor. They still eat as though they are poor. There are people who start out life in poverty. There are people who start out life in lack. And so the circumstances, we are all cognizant of the fact that it will predetermine sometimes the level of nutrition that you can even get. We see that around us all the time. But such people, even when some of them have become wealthy with surplus, they still eat the same way. And that is a choice. And so choices are very important because, it's one thing to not have, and it's another thing to choose, regardless of whether you have or not. There is a dimension of wealth. I know I mentioned in our bodily form, but I want to show our audience how this can be applied in every dimension or every area of wellness, as I listed for them. There is a dimension of wealth that we think that you have to get to a certain position to become wealthy. But truly, when we talk about the dynamics of wealth, Sister Candice, I will help our audience to understand that money is not something that we even have to pursue. It's something that we attract. I will help our audience understand that no matter where you are, no matter your creed, no matter your race, no matter your educational background, you can still attract wealth. I don't want to go too far off, but I want our audience to understand the importance of choices when it comes to causes of diseases. Because when you make the lifestyle choice to say, I'm going to work out, to say, I'm going to be active, that helps you. That takes away diseases. So when you are not doing those things, you are bringing disease on yourself. The other thing is unacknowledged or unrepented sin. It's a choice to not acknowledge one's sin. It's a choice to not repent from one's sins. And this brings disease spiritually and physically. When you wrong someone, regardless of what your religious background is, and you choose not to repent of the wrong that you are doing to that person, or acknowledge it, you
That
can
you
suffer bodily disease. You can get hurt. And so you see that this is not just an issue of choose what to eat and get healthy. No, it goes way beyond that. So choices is a very important component of what brings about diseases. The other thing that brings about diseases tied to choices will become actions. Taking actions on the choices you make, and that is where taking a stance comes in. When you make the right choice, it's good to make the right choice. But Sister Candace, believe you me, making a choice and taking the action to keep that choice
Is
is a whole new ball game. You can say that I will work out. You can say that I will eat healthy. But going out and buying the right kinds of food, some people will even buy the right kinds of food and they will not eat it. They will bring it home and eat junk. And so, saying that you're going to do all these things beginning of the year, you have made all these resolutions, those are choices that you
Right.
have made. But making those choices doesn't automatically become actions. The resolutions you have put in place, and that's why I said this fits well with the beginning of the year. The resolutions you have put in place to care more, to be more attentive, to be more available, to study more, to devote yourself to the right things more, to learn more, to learn to humble yourself more, to pursue excellence. Those are all choices that you have made. Some people even write it down and put it on their fridge or on their wall.
Right.
But making that choice doesn't become an action. You have to put those choices into words. So I wrote something here that many young people are suffering the consequences of the wrong actions of the appearance, even though the appearance did not intend to make those choices. Let me explain. Sometimes we run into situations, Sister Candace, where our parents make a choice. The choice is not to bring evil or harm to their children, but the actions they took in response to that choice leave their descendants, leave their offsprings, their children, in predicament and as victims of those actions. This is important because choices doesn't always have consequences, but actions always do. You can make a lot of choices, and it may not always have consequences attached to them. But the actions you take, no matter how big or how small, has consequences. And so the actions you take can bring disease both on yourself and on your offspring. And it's important for us to understand that, because if we miss out or if we don't understand this principle, then Sister Candace, you understand why I said in the beginning that many of us are allegiant, are loyal to the things that bring diseases to us. Because the actions I'm taking are putting my children in harm's way. They are putting my family in harm's way. But I am loyal to it. I am loyal to my creed. I am loyal to my race. So much so that it compromises my ability to know God. But yet still, because of my race, because of my culture, my actions are consistent with them. And so the disease has become a cycle. And that cycle is what is going to be inherited by my offspring.
This is very, you know, in the beginning, I think, Dr. Joe, you mentioned something about, I think you made that statement, but I was like, knowing this show, I'm like, let me just hold my horses, you know. You said we are more loyal to
what brings disease.
What brings diseases. And I was like, wait, what? You know, it didn't make sense to me, but I trusted the process, you know. I was like, I know this show too well. Like, come on, like, we're in season three. Let me just wait and see where, you know, where this is going. But it's very scary to hear this and to think about it and to, you know, accept it. Because to think I'm loyal to what's harming me, you know, to think I'm loyal to what's costing me my life, me and my generations, or my, you know, my unborn children, like, to think that, I feel like it's scary. And I think, again, it goes back to the topic, take a stand, you know, take a stand for good, take a stand for what will be beneficial, not only to you, but to your unborn children. But I think many of us, we live life without thinking about the next generation or, you know, our lineage. And I think many of our choices that we make it selfishly. You know, it's my choice. Like what you said, I decided to do this. This is what I want to do for me, blah, blah, blah. But we don't think what could be the cost for the future children, or for the, even for, not for future, but now in the future.
Exactly. For you. Yourself.
For you in the future,
it's
like
bringing you disease, it's
right,
it's putting a ripple effect. The actions that we are taking are putting ripple effect of disease in our life, and it's not just disease as our bodily health. Most of us are sick financially because of the actions that we have taken. Yes, we made the right choice when we decided to work to get paid honorably. So we did not go and steal, but the actions we took with that money, or the actions we are taking with that money, is making us sick financially.
But it's very, I feel like, sorry to cut you off, it's very easy. It's easy to do the wrong thing. It's like, it's easy to have our allegiance to what's costing us.
Exactly.
Rather than, so can we... can we help?
we're not done talking about what causes, what brings disease.
I think The process has run its course. I'm not trusting the process no more. I just want the answers now. But yes, I think this is going to serve as a wake-up call for us to be self-aware of the choices that we are making and the actions that we are taking, at the same time. And so, Dr. Joe, I think I actually jumped in, so you can continue.
No, that's fine. That's fine. For the sake of time, I think I will probably list maybe one or two more things that brings diseases, and
Right.
then we will be able to pick up on where or how we get healing, which was your question. But the truth of the matter is what we are talking about, and that is what God was working with me on. That the process of this is actually healing in itself. I don't even have to give our audience the house yet, but knowing these things alone brings healing. And so it's important that our audience grasp where God is taking us and understand. I came up upon a quotation in the Bible this week that I had never come up on today. And when I read that passage, I had closed my Bible, put it down. I'm walking out of the room, and I'm like, no, I got to go and read that thing again. I know I've read Isaiah 29 before, but Isaiah 29, 24, this is what it says. He says, those who are wayward in spirit will gain understanding. Those who complain will accept instruction. And it's talking about the restoration of God's people. And basically, the reason why this stopped me in my tracks is that when people are wayward, they don't need deliverance. They need understanding in order to come back to the right way. And when people are complaining, they don't need a deliverance. They don't need a lecture. They need instruction to find their way. And so I am hoping that our audience understands some of these things that we are talking about. Because if you are sick, waywardness is a disease. And if you are sick, the only way for you to find your way is to get understanding. That is how you get back on the path to being well, on the path to healing. And so let me go on and list the I just gave one of the solutions, but it's okay. We will go on and see where from there. But we talk about things that bring disease. When we talk about it, we talk about poverty. And for a long time, many people have helped us to understand the scope of poverty. But you will find that most of our definitions of poverty is lacking in certain aspects, because mostly we define poverty as a state of being in lack. But that is not the full story. Poverty is not just about the state of being in lack, but also having the effects of what that lack does. And so you cannot say you are poor when you just have lack, because at the end of the day, everybody has lack. But when you are suffering from the consequences, the effects of that lack, then we can say this person is poor. And so I hope that we understand poverty, just by the definition, how that brings about disease. Because when you are in a state of lack, whether financially, when you are in a state of lack, whether emotionally, and it's having an effect on you, then you are dealing with the disease that is brought by poverty. And so poverty is a big thing. Even physically, poverty makes us prone to infection. And so now you understand why the effects of the lack. So if you lack clean water, that is not a state of poverty. But when you are suffering from the effects, when you have people prone to the effects of that lack of clean water, then we talk about a poverty-stricken neighborhood or community and things like that. And so poverty makes you prone to infection. It makes you prone to compromise, and that is a disease. If you are in lack, one of my spiritual mentors say that you either lie, you compromise, or you steal. If you are in a state of perpetual lack and you are suffering from the effects of this lack, you will do one of these things to preserve your survival. And so poverty puts you in a place of compromise. And poverty will put people in a place of dangerous acts. One of the sad stories I believe I've ever heard is a mother and a daughter, both in the same hotel as prostitutes. Can you imagine what would drive a woman to take her daughter with her into prostitution? But
This
that is what poverty will do.
is
And so poverty is one of the biggest causes of disease that we have. And again, I want our audience to understand, we are not talking about lack. We are talking about lack and the effects that the lack brings.
thanks. All right.
So if the lack is not having any effect, that is not poverty. That's not what we are talking about. And as a matter of fact, I don't even know if that will bring about disease. But when the lack has effects, then absolutely rest assured it will bring disease. And then maybe the last thing, I just looked down at our time. So the last thing that I will talk about as one of the things that brings diseases is our belief systems. I believe it was the last season that I talked about the fact that one of the hardest things to change in our lives is our beliefs, even when what we have believed is error. It doesn't matter whether what you have believed is true or false. It is one of the most difficult things and one of the most stubborn things for you to change. And because of that characteristics of our beliefs alone, that makes us prone to disease. That brings about disease. Sister Candace, we have so many people who have ample information, enough knowledge about God and his plan for salvation for mankind, but will still die in hotel. Why? Because of a belief system, whether they were born into it, a belief system that they were taught, a belief system that they grew up in, a belief system that brought about some benefit to them. And I was sharing with a friend yesterday, when we talk about the dynamics of wealth, I will help our audience understand why the devil has been so successful at cheating us out of the knowledge of God or our surrender to God with increase. But that's not our discussion for today, so I will end it there.
Well, this was very powerful, and I think everything that you said kind of goes back into choices indirectly, because belief system is a choice we've made. And all these things can be changed by our what we decide to do, where we decide to position ourselves, you know. Even though sometimes we are born in it, we are born in situations, or we are raised in environment and things like that that brings about these structures in our life, I feel like we can still forego certain things. But you made mention that it's one of the most stubborn things to let go. Meaning, if it's a stubborn thing, we can be determined about it and let it go, right? But I'll give it back to you to see if you can see the link between, you know, that if it goes back to choices, or that part is not a choice.
Yeah, that's actually a very powerful question, Sister Candace, and I'll try to be as brief as I can. When we talk about choice, really everything in life can eventually be boiled down to choice. But the issue of choice and beliefs specifically even becomes more apparent or more different when you talk about the information available to make the choice. Because, for instance, if you are born into something and you have seen that thing, that belief, bring about good for people in there, let me give you a very practical example. Growing up in West Africa, most places still worship idols. Now, you go to a village where they have a shrine of an idol in front of their home. And all the women in the village, some have 10 children, some have 5 children, some have 2 children. And you go there as a missionary, as an evangelist with the gospel of Jesus. Meanwhile, in your church, there are people suffering from barrenness. When you have presented your Jesus and these people are confronted with that reality, that does not even become a choice anymore. Why? Because the practice they have known has yielded results for them. This is more important when one of my family members believed this Jesus that you presented, and now that person is having difficulties having a child. Meanwhile, everybody in the village have 10 children, 5 children, 3 children. I mean, they at least have 3 children and they're running around. With all the riches that you are enjoying in your newfound Christian faith, you are barren. Now, the issue of choice comes in when it comes to the point of you chose to be a Christian. The issue of choice doesn't come in when your belief in being a Christian is bringing about disease. So I don't know if that makes it clear enough. I want to be as brief as possible. But the choice you made does not have anything to do with the disease that you are suffering. The disease you are suffering can be tied in to your belief system and not your choice.
Okay.
So, yes, everything can come down to choice because at the end of the day, it's the choice that led to that belief system. But the choice is not what brought about the disease if we are looking at it from that perspective. And for completeness, I want to say that the fact that this person is not giving birth may not have anything to do with the fact that they left their belief or their idol worship. But that is how it will be interpreted in that instance as the reason for that disease. And so that is why I think that belief systems and choice can sometimes actually be very different.
Be fair. Right. Thank you, Dr. Joe. So today was take a stand, right? Next week will be still take a stand. And I hope you all understood the concept of what we've spoken about, that the underlying concept is for you to position yourself to what will be beneficial for your own good. Don't position yourself to a place where it will affect you or it will cost you your health. You know, mental health, emotional health, all the healths, physical health, your total well-being. So it's to take a stand and put your allegiance to what will be beneficial for you. So we'll wrap it up, but I'll hand it over to Dr. Joe to conclude today's hour of healing.
Yes, thank you so much, Sister Candace, for hosting us today. And in way of conclusion, since we'll be coming back for part two, I just want to encourage our audience to think about the principles that we've talked about and apply their minds to them so they can gain understanding. Because it's in getting understanding that a lot of these things will be able to bring healing. And we will be diving into how to get healing when we come back next week. And I assure you, Sister Candace, is going to be a powerful section. So, audience, you don't want to miss out. And don't forget to share Hour of Healing with your loved ones, with all the people that you work with, you relate with. Dear friends, this year, as we said, we are intentional about the healing that you need. And with just these few minutes, this 30 minutes or so that we've spent, we believe that you have been blessed. So, friends, we want you to join us next week as we tie this whole topic, taking a stance, declaring our loyalty to the things that will bring healing to us. And we'll be looking at some of those things next week. Because, friends, I assure you, by the privilege of God's grace, that if you would declare your loyalty to the right things, if you would declare your stance, if you would take a stance with the things that bring healing, you will enjoy extraordinary and superior levels of healing in your life in the year 2025 than you've ever enjoyed. So God bless you so much, and we will be seeing you same time next week as we bring you the concluding part of our discussion today in considering how we get healing. God bless you. Bye-bye.